Hello again, this is Sam Fury, and welcome to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan, or the SEER Training for the Average Joe and Joanne podcast. So in today's topic, I want to talk about what martial arts do you think are the best for self-defense, or rather what martial arts I think are the best for self-defense. But of course you can comment, I'd love your comments in the comment section. I'm not even sure if there is one yet. I have to check that out. But I'm sure there is. Most of these things have comments. Okay. So, let's think about this. So these are martial arts, not specific self-defense courses, which are, of course, made for self-defense. So they would definitely be better, more efficient, I imagine. Most of them, hopefully. Okay, and so they're martial arts that I think if you're going to do, if you like martial arts training, like discipline and going to the club or like doing it yourself because it's a bit more ongoing, not like self-defense. I think most self-defense, for example, in the self-defense handbook, you could probably learn all of that within a week and you'd be pretty good to go. But I mean, you'd want to train more often is better, right? And martial arts in itself is a good activity, like a sport, or not a sport, but you know what I mean? It's ongoing training. So that's what we're talking about. Not self-defense courses or classes, we're talking about actual martial arts. Okay, and so I think I've got probably three. I mean, I don't have experience in all the martial arts because there's way too many, but from the ones I do have experience in, and I've tried to train in the ones that I thought were the best for self-defense. So I think it's pretty narrowed down. And they're in no particular order. I think these three are probably each as good as each other, depending on the situation. So let's get into it. The first one I'm going to choose is Jeet Kune Do. Of course, the martial art by Bruce Lee. I think, like many people, like Bruce Lee was one of my biggest inspirations for getting interested in martial arts. I remember picking up his book, The Tao of Jeet Kune Do, and studying it when I was like 10 years old, and I still read it every now and again. It's just gold. Of course, Jeet Kune Do, Bruce Lee first started with Wing Chun, which is always thought to be one of the good martial arts for self-defense also, because it was developed by, apparently, it was developed by a woman, so it's not that that matters really, but because it was developed by a woman, she didn't rely on strength so much. So it's all about body structure, and it's very scientific, a scientific martial art. So I think Bruce Lee adapted a lot of those core principles and then made it more for self-defense, because of course Wing Chun was a very traditional martial art. It was probably really, in its time when it was invented, it probably was out of the realm of most of those other things with those big fancy movements, you know, but this was very streamlined Wing Chun. And I believe Wing Chun is a very good self-defense martial art also, but Jeet Kune Do is just one level up from that, or a couple of levels up from that, I think. So yeah, Jeet Kune Do is my first pick. And I've actually trained, I went to China and trained in Jeet Kune Do with a Jeet Kune Do master who trained, not directly under Ip Man, but it was like in the, I think it was like second, the person he trained under Ip Man, something like that, or the person who he trained under Ip Man, and he was really good too. So that was an awesome experience. And one of the reasons I think Jeet Kune Do is really good, apart from the techniques, because towards the end, I think Bruce Lee did make up some, like he uses high kicks, which I don't really like to use in his self-defense, but I think that was more for the movies. I think if he was using his pure Jeet Kune Do, yeah, there's not many high kicks in that. Anyway, one of the things I do like about it was it's very fitness focused as well. He realized that self-defense, like the techniques are only a part of it. A lot of it is just being like physically fit. And yeah, so that works well. Okay, so Jeet Kune Do is my first pick. I did have more to say about that, but that's escaped my mind. Anyway. Oh yeah. Jeet Kune Do, if you think about it, was actually the very first form of MMA, because he, Bruce Lee, actually took what he thought were the best things from each of the martial arts, and then put them together to make it streamlined for fighting. So, like, so I think Bruce Lee didn't really consider Jeet Kune Do. It was excellent for self-defense, but he was thinking about fighting strategy more. So it was very deep. So, yeah. Okay. So the next one, the speaking of MMA, is actually MMA. Now, the reason I like MMA is because it's a sport, for starters. So even if you think that the skills from MMA are not going to be as good as, for example, the skills from Jeet Kune Do, the thing about MMA is people that train in MMA, they're training in a sport. So they are automatically fitter than most martial artists, right? Other than, I'd say, Jeet Kune Do, once again, because they train a lot in fitness. But you look at a lot of martial arts, they don't really train fitness that much. But MMA, oh man, they're even the amateurs, if they train every day, they're at a high level. So even if their skills aren't great, they just have the stamina to go harder, and they just like punch that bag. And imagine that's you, there's punching your body, and you're gonna get messed up. Okay, so of course MMA is made up of a lot of things, and everyone's a little bit different. But I think the main things in it would be boxing, which is excellent for self-defense. I really truly believe that when I teach people self-defense, the first things I start with is basic boxing, or at least the concepts of basic boxing, footwork and balance, and of course the fitness aspect of it, and just the simple 1-2, the simple combos, the 1-2 hook, and movement, and dodging strikes. So yeah, boxing. And then of course you extend from that and you get Muay Thai. So you've got like the boxing techniques, but then you're also adding some kicks and some knees and some elbows. So that gives you a few more weapons. So that adds on to that. And then of course, you've got the grappling aspect. Now in a street fight, I always try to avoid going to the ground, but I understand that you're probably going to end up there, because 90% of street fights end up on the ground. So you got to know how to do it. And if the other person knows how to ground fight and you don't, you're in big trouble. As if he can take a couple of punches and get past your guard and then take you to the ground, he really knock you out. So it's good. But the thing about MMA, like boxing and like Muay Thai, is it is an actual sport. So when you train for a sport, you kind of condition yourself not to use the self-defense moves that you might use otherwise, like in Jeet Kune Do, for example. One of the primary strikes is to go straight for the eyes, but in MMA you'd never do that because you're not allowed, so that might get trained out of you, which is one downfall. But overall, MMA is excellent because they're like, it's just go, right? A lot of them. Yeah, and boxing too. I mean, look at Mike Tyson. I mean, it depends on your depends on the aggressiveness level and the style, but Mike Tyson, the best fighter in the world for years, and he would just come in and just throttle people. It was incredible. Mike Tyson, one of my favorite boxers of all time. Okay, so that's the first two, and the last one I'm going to go with is Krav Maga. Krav Maga is, I haven't had much experience with Krav Maga. I've had a few classes. The thing about Krav Maga is it's made for the Israeli army, I believe. And so it is focused on like when there's weaponry involved, and like military weaponry, which might not be very common in situation, in like normal street fight situations, for example, in a bar or whatever. I mean, depending on what country you're in, you might get a gun pulled on you, but especially the places, most countries, that's just not going to happen. But Krav Maga is good, and I think it's especially good for women's self-defense, because it's just got like, for example, the 5 or 10 core self-defense moves that everyone teaches everyone because they work. For example, just go for the groin, poke them in the eyes, go for the throat, those vulnerable spots. So it concentrates on those things too, which is another thing MMA doesn't do, and Jeet Kune Do does. So yeah, I can't really say much about Krav Maga, but I feel like it the core concepts would be excellent, and yeah, you just got to use what you can use, right? I think that's the one of the other things about Jeet Kune Do, which really impressed me, is he says, Bruce Lee, that is, he got together the core of it, right? And then, but he's always make sure to say, well, this works for me, but it might not work for you. So you got to test and develop your own style. And I'm sure, and in MMA that automatically happens as well, although they have some core techniques as well. And the core techniques I feel are the best because you can learn all these fancy techniques, but when you look at all the MMA fights, most of them are won just with core techniques, right? It's either knocking people out, or you get them in the sleeper hold or the rear naked choke, or maybe the straight arm bar. There's only a few more that people really use all the time. Anyway, that digresses. That's got nothing. Well, it does have. It's not really the self-defense thing. It's not really the topic of today. But anyway, so that's it. There's my top three: Jeet Kune Do, MMA, and Krav Maga. Yeah. Okay. That's all for today. I'll see you next time. Ciao.